The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. It's interesting that our Lord does not say, pray for those who persecute you and love your enemies because you are children of your heavenly Father. He says, pray for those who persecute you and love your enemies in order to be children of the heavenly Father. Like, it's not something that's optional, it's actually something expected. It's a prerequisite, if you will. And sometimes, you know, you'll hear people speak, and even sometimes we'll say to ourselves, like, hey, so long as I'm a good person, you know, okay, I just want justice. You know, if I can get justice, everything's fine. Okay, I'm not going to retaliate, but man, I hate that guy. Saint John Chrysostom. I'd never come upon this before. Very beautifully, based on yesterday and today's readings in the Sermon of the Mount, he says our Lord establishes a pinnacle of virtue. And he calls every single one of us to the heights of it. And he begins with step one. He says, the first step is that we make the decision, okay, I'm not going to do wrong to anybody. Right? Those days are over. I'm not going to intentionally seek to do wrong to a person. Step one, right? And so here we go. Man, you hear all the time, you know, okay, he's not a practicing Christian, but he's a really good guy. Because he doesn't do wrong in this case. Step one. Step two, he says, that in avenging a wrong done to us, we retaliate with equality, right? We just want justice, and then I'm good. You give me back what you took from me. Step two. Step three. We return nothing of what we have suffered, right? Okay, you know what? Even though you did that to me, I'm going to forgive you, and I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not going to seek revenge for that. Step four, we offer ourselves to the endurance of evil. Step five. Now, you might be thinking like, wow, there's nine steps. This is only number four. I don't even know if I can get there. Step five, to be ready to suffer even more evil than the oppressor desires to inflict. I'm going to turn the other cheek. I'm going to offer my cloak. I'm going to go a second mile. Step six. That we not hate the one who makes us suffer. Step seven. That we love him. Step eight. That we do good to him. And step nine. That we pray for him. May we ask our Lord for the grace to reach the heights that we're called to.